From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders set a date for a special primary election to fill a vacant House seat on Tuesday. State Representative Stan Berry, Republican of Dover, died late last month at age 71. He represented House District Seat 44 and was set to run unopposed for the general election in November. Governor Sanders announced Tuesday that a special primary election would be set for June 2nd to nominate candidates for the seat. Candidates may file their paperwork beginning at noon on April 14th and must have it filed by noon on April 20th. Policy advocates are warning of upcoming changes to federal social service programs. Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families held a call Tuesday detailing changes to the state's supplemental nutrition assistance and Medicaid programs that will go into effect over the next 2 years. Policy Director Kristen Harper says losing these programs would have a ripple effect across the state's economy.
For the 2,700 retailers who accept SNAP in our state, you know, they rely on SNAP, right, to keep their doors open, to pay their employees, and keep prices reasonable. And so if we were to lose SNAP in our program in our state, again, that's not just families that would lose out on those benefits, but we're also going to see the impact on grocery stores, from your independent mom and pop shops all the way up to your Walmarts, et cetera, farms, trucking companies, et cetera.
The changes are a result of President Trump's 2025 tax and spending law, dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill. Harper noted Medicaid recipients will also be subject to new reporting requirements under the bill starting next year. Harper says that's likely to impact already struggling hospitals that serve rural, low-income communities.
Our rural hospitals, of course, they're often one of the biggest employers in those. So again, you just see these ripple effects happening as a result of H.R. 1. And just keep in mind that for people who don't have healthcare coverage, that might prevent them from accessing those really important preventative healthcare services. But at the end of the day, when things get really bad, you're still likely to show up at the ER. And that just puts this additional strain on the entire healthcare system.
Harper says the nonprofit is urging lawmakers to act during the fiscal legislative session to offset federal cuts to these programs. Arkansas rice farmers are predicting a sharp drop in acreage this planting season. The USDA projects long grain rice acreage in the state will drop by 24%. The department's prospective plantings report says fewer cotton acres will be planted in the state as well, though more soybeans and corn will be in the mix. Agriculture experts say Arkansas will see a record low level of rice planting this year, going below 1 million acres in total, potentially the lowest level the state has seen in almost 50 years. Conway residents are being urged to conserve water amid an unusually dry winter and spring. The city's utilities company, Conway Corporation, says a lack of rain has led to declining water levels in Brewer Lake, the city's main water source. Officials are urging residents to avoid watering lawns and washing vehicles at home and only to run dishwashers and washing machines with full loads. The Pulaski County Quorum Court has approved an emergency funding request to avoid a potential budget shortfall. This comes after County Treasurer Deborah Buckner said last week there were not sufficient funds in the county's general fund to meet their payroll obligations this week. Justices of the peace met Monday night to transfer funds to help make up the roughly $9 million budget gap left at the end of March. Buckner says the county's expenses have consistently exceeded revenue over the past 3 years, with the county's general fund ending the last year with a negative balance over $5 million. Pulaski County Judge Barry Hyde says he will issue a hiring freeze for all open county positions. Three more Arkansas counties have recounted their results from a statewide runoff election. Vote tallies were unchanged following the recounts and the runoff for Republican nomination for Arkansas Secretary of State. So far, Baxter, Washington, Grant, and White counties have completed their recounts with no change. Saline and Miller counties will complete theirs by the end of the week. The recount was requested by candidate Brian Norris, who initially lost the runoff to State Senator Kim Hammer by a few thousand votes. The eventual winner will face a Democrat and a Libertarian candidate in the November general election. Arkansas's workforce was the focus of Tuesday's meeting of the Rotary Club of Little Rock. The state's chief workforce officer, Mike Rogers, spoke about the state of local economic development and the future of the state's labor market. Rogers said an important aspect of his work is reducing barriers to entry into the workforce. He says his project, Next Deployment, helps to identify transferable skills from military service.
What does it look like to be able to take someone that's out of active service and with maybe millions of dollars of training, security clearances, and a lot of maturity underneath them, to be able to apply that JTS, their MOS, or their AFSC back to a civilian job? How do I create these no wrong door approaches to tell me this is where I am and this is where I want to go? How do I navigate that in the shortest distance possible?
Rogers called many barriers to workforce entry self-imposed. He believes experience, apprenticeships, and trade schools are all valuable ways to fill workforce gaps and better serve unemployed or underemployed people. A California-based drone manufacturer may have its license to operate in Arkansas revoked following backlash from Fayetteville residents. Swarm Aero recently opened a manufacturing facility in northwest Arkansas. The city's Board of Adjustments on Monday voted to approve an appeal of the company's zoning permit, meaning it could ultimately lose its business license should it choose not to move locations. Several residents spoke against the company at the meeting, voicing concerns over noise and the ethics of developing military drones. Today you can expect some clouds with a high of 79. Your low tonight is 53. Looking ahead to the weekend, mostly sunny skies in the forecast with highs in the 80s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.